Okay, Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. We are continuing along in the Daf Yomi. This is a classic Daf. So the Gemara talks about Yochanan and Pesach. Okay, here like this: when they were walking in, so Ravin Vabai have a Kaalzi Ba'orcha. They were walking on the way, and Kadme Chamrei Derer Labane. The donkey, Ravin allowed his donkey to go before the donkey of Abai. Velo Amrle, and Ravin didn't say to Abai, Nezamar, please, you walk first. So Abai says, "Midasalik high, midrabbana merava." From that time, this is what the Talmud is like in Eretz Yisrael. Gasle daite, you know, meaning they're not showing any kavod. So kimata lepischa debe kinisha. When they got to the entrance of the shul, though, Amarle Ravin then says to Abai, "Ne'amar, no, you walk in first." Amarle Abai says to Ravin, "Vad hashta lav mar ana. What, until now, you did not, you know, until now, I'm not a adam chashuv, and now suddenly I am." So Amarle, he says to him, "Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This was the halacha I received from Yochanan. Ein mechavdin. You don't mechabed an adam chashuv to go first. Ela bePesach sheyesh ba mezuzah. Except unless it's an entrance that has a mezuzah." So the Gemara says, you learn from here, Pesach sheyesh ba mezuzah, de ispe mezuzah in, de leispe lo. What, you don't give people cover when there's no mezuzah? Ela rather me'at to base a knesses a base medrash, but a shul and a base medrash don't have a mezuzah, technically speaking. So achanami de mechabin. So he's saying we don't mechabit ela ema pesach harol mezuzah. No, an entrance that's an entrance worthy enough to get a mezuzah in terms of the spatial qualities. Those are the places where kavod applies when you walking.
The shul does not need a mezuzah.
Mezuzah is a whole long sugya. It's a beautiful sugya. We actually put it in our shuls. But it could just be because you have something to dedicate, to give people to dedicate. But it's not made for dira. It's not made for tashmishay dira. It's not made for living in. Okay? Beis medrash, maybe if people are there supposed to sleep the whole night in the beis medrash. Beis medrash might be different. There's a whole discussion on this. Okay? Now, the next Gemara talks about Ein HaMesubin. The people at the Suda are not allowed to eat from the bread Ashiyitam HaBotzea. Until the guy making the Hamotzi eats from the bread first. Okay, now that's why, by the way, you pass yourself the first piece. When you're breaking up the hamotzi, you taste first, and then you pass it around to everybody else. Okay, so we have to figure out what's the reason for this din. Why do we have this din? Einam asubin rashayim litam at sheitam amavarach. So Tosfos on the left side, Mem Zayin Aleph, says Teima Mahu Saba de Arve Psachim. Case in Arve Psachim, the Gachin Veshasi Alma de Shasi Kodem Mavarach. That the case over there was everybody was drinking before the guy who made the bracha actually drank. Okay? In Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, Kodem Mavarach. So why over there did the drinkers drink beforehand and over here it's the opposite? So Tosfos presents two answers. And this is very important, Halacha Lamaisa. Number one, Yesh Lomar Delo Shasa El. Number one, you could say Yesh Chiluk Ben Achilu L'Shtia. Maybe there's a difference between eating and drinking. Maybe there's a difference between eating and drinking. Our Gemara was talking about food. The Gemara Pesachim is talking about drinking. At first answer, Tos is not so pashut. What the what's the Svara L'Chalik is the Svara to make a distinction between food and drink. Okay. Second answer, Tosfos Yesh Lomar Delo Shasa El Laharis Lo Maisa. Right? Maybe the answer is the lo shasa. He didn't drink el laharis lo maisa to demonstrate something. Yoser, shaloya tzarech yoser, to show that you don't need any more than what I'm giving you. Or the Yerushalmi says yesh kishyesh lakol echad kikaro o koso biyado yacholi shasa koro. But maybe if everybody's holding on to their own loaf, their own thing, then that's it. Rush brings that as well. That when everybody, the case by the drink is where everybody else had a drink in front of them. That's why they were able to drink. Here by the challah, they're all taking from one entity. There's one entity, and he's passing it out. So there, the toam needs to be mavarech. So that's the like second and a half or third shot of Tosfos, that that by us, what we do is one person has the challah, he makes the amotzi, he needs to taste first. Rush brings a different answer. The Rush says, we know in general by Kiddush, let's say Shabbos day, we have something called Yotze Motzi. Even though I'm Yotze already, I can be Motzi others in Kiddush. I can do Kiddush in the lunchroom 1,000 times. I can make people Yotze. I don't have to drink because I'm already Yotze, but I can be Motzi other people. I don't have to drink. But over here where they were by the Hamotzi, but we have another rule. But when it comes to Hamotzi or a Birkas Hanenin, when it comes to a Birkas Hanenin though, we have a rule that the no, I can't say a ha'etz for you on the apple you're going to eat. You got to say it yourself. I can't give shevach for you, praise for you. So therefore, by the challah, we need everyone to be yotzei off of my eating first. My eating, my bracha, they're being yotzei off of me. And that's why I need to eat first according to the Rosh. You understand? That's the chiluk. Okay? Yeah. So that's the distinction. A beautiful machlokas tosis in the Rosh. It plays out, actually, halacha lemaisa in terms of what needs to happen Shabbos day. So at Shabbos day, it sounds like if everybody had a roll in front of them and one guy's making hamotzi, right? It sounds like, technically speaking, if you have your own rolls, so according to Tosfos, you don't have to wait for him to put the food in his mouth. According to the Rosh, you would have to put the food in his mouth. It's not about who has their own roll. At the end of the day, you're being yotzei through him. And since you're being yotzei through him, he has to have the first tima to lock it in. Okay, so all these different sheets.
When you have all these little tables in the room, it's basically each one is isolated.
Well, that's only if you're making your own hamotzi. But I'm saying if you're listening off of that hamotzi, the question is whether you need to wait for him to take a bite or you take first. Okay, it comes up all the time. People take before or not. Do you have to wait for him to take a first drink? Again, Kiddush might be different, as we said, because of Yatza Motzi. So that's an interesting machlokus over here. The Gemara then says after that, what else you have here? You have different types of amens. Tana Rabbanan, ain onin lo amen chatufa, lo amen katufa, velo amen yisuma. So what are these different types of amen chatufa is a chapped up amen that you say amen. Right? You don't say with a kamatz. You say amen with a shva. That's a ketufa. And then ketufa is where you don't say the nun. You say amen, right? Or lo amen yesuma is an orphan amen where you didn't even hear the bracha. You just shouted out an amen, right? You just threw out an amen there. The problem is we learned in Maseches Sukkah, Daf Nun Aleph Amid Aleph, that in Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, they would wave their handkerchiefs when they got to the word amen so the people would know to answer, even if they didn't hear it. So perhaps the chilik, Rashi points out, is that over there, they knew it was the end of the bracha, even though they didn't hear it. Here, they don't know it's the end of the bracha. You're just saying amen in the middle of nowhere, you know? Might be a problem if somebody wants to give up and give a sermon like a preacher and says, can I get an amen? You know, maybe that's an amen yesoma. There's no bracha beforehand. Maybe we don't do that. Maybe Jews don't do that. Maseches Sukkah answers Tosfos in the name of the Aruch that lo hayu bedavar mishum amen yisoma ki loya nugun kain ba'amen shel tefila and other things. The shliach tzibor was motzi at the rabbim yedei chavoso, but only in the amen of a birkas haTorah. Okay, interesting split, and that is based on the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi brings that up. Okay. Now it also goes into the other issue. People were sitting together eating a meal. Al Ravacha. Ravacha came and joined their meal. And Amri and the Talmidim said to one another, Ata Gavra Rabba de Mavarachlan, came a great person, and he's going to be Motzias in Birkas Amazon. He said to them, Mi Savrisu de Gadol. Do you think that you are Gadol Mavarach Birkas Amazon? No. Iker Shabasuda. Rather, the one who was there at the beginning of the Suda, that's the one is Mavarach. Hilchasa Gadol Mavarach. The halacha is the Gadol's Mavarach, even if he came at the end of the meal. The rest of the Gemara is dedicated to really cleaning up our Mishnah from yesterday. The Mishnah from yesterday, I just gave a simple reading, is a very challenging Mishnah to read, where it talked about all these people who can or cannot eat, do not join in the Zimun. Sorry, 2 days ago, right? We said one who ate Demai, one who ate these things, right? We gave a very superficial understanding of the Mishnah. But those who are in the Mishnah Shir know that that was not the proper pshat in the Mishnah. It's too obvious, or the opposite. Why should they? Meaning, you can't eat, for example, our Mishnah said that if you eat Demai, right? Eating Demai, you could join in the Zimun. Why in the world can you join in the Zimun? It's Usur to eat Demai. Just because it's a Suffolk, it's still Usur to eat Demai. So why can you eat in the Zimun? Meaning, what's going on over here? What's actually going on over here? So I'm going to reread the Mishnah now based on this whole Gemara. Today's Daf totally rereads the Mishnah, and it's important for understanding the Mishnayos. So, achal demai. So that's what we said. One who buys fruits from an ama aretz midaraisi, you don't need to tie them because rov ame aretz tithe. But when Yochanan Kohen Gadol saw that the amaratzas are not being mafrish the miseris, he instituted that you need to misafik separate tithes on your own when you get from an ama aretz. But since at the end of the day, the payrus of demai are mutter to the poor people. And anybody hypothetically could take their stuff and mafkir it and just allow the poor people to take it. Therefore, it's not considered like eating a davar usser. Right? Why isn't demai considered eating a davar usser? It's usser. Because at the end of the day, since you hypothetically can mafkir it and give it to the poor who don't have an enactment of demai, that's why it's not considered eating a davar usser. Next case in the Mishnah was Maiser Rishon. that if you separated the Maisa Rishon, meaning you gave to the Levi his 10%, you gave the Levi his 10%, before you took off for the Truma, the 2%, right? So, so it says he joins in the Zeman. But why? That's Usser. Again, that's Usser. You can't do that.
But he didn't even eat it. He's not even eating the Demai. I'm giving it away.
Wait, we're not on Demai. We're on the next one.
Okay, the Maser. But even he's not, he has no benefits for, oh, it's not Demai. It's not.
Yeah. Meaning the order of Trumas and Maestras is this. First, the Balabayas does Miruach, which we learned about on Shabbos, in Peah. You do a smoothing off of the pile, right? And through that, you're Chayav the Tfu and Trumas and Maestras. Afterwards, you begin the Truma Gedol Kohen. And afterwards, you begin the Maestration to the Levi. The Levi separates from the Maestration a additional Trumas Maestr, which goes back to the Kohen. What happened over here is you gave the gift to the Levi before separating anything for the Kohen.
Take care of it.
Right. What?
He tells him, you take care of all the separation.
You didn't do it yet. So again, this is Usser. Why should this be Mutter and Achila? So what's pshat in this line in the Mishnah? So if you separated the Maiserishon,
it's Achila for, not for yourself. It's Mutter Achila
for
the
so let's
one
see.
That's getting it.
Excellent. Let's see. If you separated the Maiserishon before the Miruach, they still were not chayev in any Truma Gedola, and therefore you didn't separate from the Paris Maiserishon the Truma Gedola which you needed to separate. These Paris are not Usser Ba'achila, therefore one who eats it can have in the Zeman. They are not going to be Usser and Achila. Okay? Yeah, so the Gemara on our daf explains why they're not Usser Ba'achila. Pshita, lo tzrich el shekdim shibolim. Our Gemara is talking about where he preempted and tithed before the Miruach, and that's why. Right, it wasn't Miruach yet, and therefore the chiyuv of Trumas didn't kick in yet. You see what he did? The Mishnah, the Gemara, mitigated the Isser in the Mishnah. The Gemara is saying it wasn't where he blatantly tithed inappropriately. It was the stuff wasn't ready yet. So he jumped the gun, and he separated the Miser. Okay, the next one. Yeah, he didn't make a Truma Gedola. Okay, fine. Okay, next one in the Mishnah. Then after that is you have Miser Sheni, which you got to take to Yerushalayim and exchange. Right, so Meister Sheni, in the first, second, fourth, and fifth year of Shemitah, a person has to separate from his Peiros, even Meister Sheni, and bring it to Yerushalayim. You can't bring him to Yerushalayim. You swap it out into fruits, and you give the money, and you bring the money to Yerushalayim, and you buy fruits there and eat it. Right, that's classic. Here, what did he do? Meister Sheni, vehektish sheniftu. He redeemed them, and he exchanged them. However, what he missed was he didn't add his fifth. That's the case. See, otherwise it's obvious in the Mishnah. Okay, it says, Meiser Sheni vehektish sheniftu. Why can't he join the Zeman? I mean, of course, he could join the Zeman. The answer is, it's a case where he separated it and he redeemed the money, but he never added the fifth surcharge that you're supposed to add. So we're saying that's not going to affect his status of joining the Zeman. See, you stop reading a Mishnah. If you don't have the Pshat of the Gemara, you don't... You,
the fact that he gave to the Levi first, he should have added another extra...
No, that's the last case. Meiser Sheni, on the ones where you got to take it to Yerushalayim, and you can't schlep your fruits to Yerushalayim, for you personally, you switch it with money, but you got to pay the surcharge.
That's the difference between this and the other case.
The other case where you got to give a truma to a Levi, but you got to give the coin first. Get a coin, then Levi.
So if you gave the Levi first,
you would not have been able to join the Zeman, but the Mishnah says you can. So the Gemara says we're talking about a case where you separated before the actual Chiyuv kicked in. You did it before you had the Miruach, before you had the smoothing of the pile. That's the case in our Mishnah. Then the Mishnah says, Hashamash Sha'achal Kazayas. So the Gemara says, of course the Shamash. Why shouldn't the waiter be allowed to join your Zeman? So the Gemara says, I would have thought Maura Tema, the Shamash, since the Shamash goes and comes to, you know, he's coming to bring food, Lo Kava, maybe he doesn't establish Kviya Suda with the group here. Kamash Balan, the Mishnah is teaching you that he is, he is joined. Then the Kuti, we said, Mizam Nalav. Why? Lo Yehe Elaka Amaritz. He should be like an Amaritz. He said, Ein Mizam Nalav Amaritz. Amaritz can't join us, we said. Why should he be any different than Amaritz? So he says, Bekuti Chover. No, he's holding. He just has Kuti ways. So that gets into the whole issue of an Amaritz. So what's an Amaritz, says the Gemara? Tanar Rabbanon, Ezehu Amaritz. Kol She'enu Kora Kriyashma Arvis Veshachris. Whoever doesn't read Kriyashma, Shachris and Arvis. And the Gemara then says, "The Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua says, 'Kol she'ein maneach tefillin.' Ben Az says, 'Kol she'ein lo tzitzis bebigdo.' Rabbi Nassan says, 'Kol she'ein mezuzah al pischo.' Rabbi Nassan says, 'Kol she'ish lo banim ve'enu megadol talmud Torah.' Others say, 'Even if karvelo shimish talmud chachamim, hareza amaritz.' He never served the talmud chachamim amaritz. Some strict definitions here of what is a amaritz. Tosis top right of our page says, Amar Rav Halacha Kacherim Va'idna. And nowadays, Ein Anu Medaktikim V'Ragilim Anu Lezimin Ba'Am Aretz V'Ragilim Anu. We are not medaktik in being the judge and jury. We don't know who's an Am Aretz, who's not. Everyone joins in.
So, what would be the case? How come is there ever a Mishnah which talks about somebody getting an aliyah?
Wait, let me finish the Tosus, then we'll talk about it. Yeah. Tosus quotes from Chagiga, great line. Kaman mekablinan, like the one who says we receive nowadays sahadusa meals from Ma'am Aretz, kedei shelo ye kol echad holechu ba o bone bama le'atzmo, so that everybody doesn't go and then build their own bamos. They're going to go off the derech and you're going to push people away. It's going to create a churban for the Jewish people. You make everyone feel left out. Sorry, go ahead, yes.
No, so the question is like the mitzvah of Zimun, right?
Yeah.
You think it's really a big mitzvah because you're excluding people, but you call somebody up to the Torah and you know that it's not a complete Shomer Shabbos, right?
Okay, so the difference here is the following. Why can't he join? What we are afraid of, Rashi and Sota Chav Bezim and Aleph says, what we're afraid of is perhaps the Nechshad Al Taharas and Al Maiseris and Muchsako Magol Tame. He's bringing Tuma into the group here. He's going to touch foods. Tuma's going to get everywhere. Rashi and Sota seems to say that it's a Tuma issue, above all. Others say no, that it's more, not to have in the camp of people you're going to be breaking bread with. Guy getting an aliyah, you're not going to have a relationship with. Sitting with a meal and schmoozing and hocking and having drinks, you're going to go down the road of a Ama Aretz type road. Okay, that could be the consideration. Then we said if you eat Tevel Meiser... Then we said if you eat tevel, the things you can't join. If you eat untithed food, or meiser rishon, where truma was never separated, the levi, the truma's meiser, the kohen. U meiser sheni, the hektish that was never redeemed at all. Right? Vashamash achapaks, or a shamash reads less than a gezayas, or a nachri aim is zamnalav. These are all pashit. What does that mean? So tevel pshita. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha, the tevel tovel midirabanan, where you separate, where it's peiris that were chayiv in their hafrasha only midirabanan. That's the chiddush. What's tevel that doesn't need derabanan? So the Gemara says, ba'atzit she'enu nakuv. We're talking about a flower pot that's in the ground that doesn't have a hole in it. It's getting sustenance from the ground, but that's it. So that's only midirabanan. Then, okay, so each of these, you have to understand, a shamash wheat's less than a kezias. He's allowed to, he can't join the zeman. Of course not. No, because since the Mishnah wrote at the beginning that a shamash ate kezias, the safer for symmetry reasons, tana she'achol kezias. That one, mamish, is the reason. A nachri can't join in the zeman. Of course not. He's a goy. Why would a goy join in the zeman? So the Gemara says, hakamai skinin gon beger shemal velo tavol. A ger who converted, but he never had the bris mila. And the chiddush is, damar bai rochan la'olam eino ger. He's not a ger until ad shiyamol ve'yitbol. And so long as he doesn't tovel, he is still a nachri. Great other Gemara here. A person should be from the first 10 people to come to Shul. Rishonim. Shafilu imeya boy machrav. He gets all the schar of everybody who comes afterwards. Everybody comes afterwards. Next, we're going to have the famous Gemara of a katan. Does he count for a minion or giving a sefer Torah? So and so forth. So we have that. There's so many good sugyas here. I wish we could do a 3-hour shir each morning. So let us share here. Let's go. 1 second. We have a couple more minutes. We're going to do some good stuff. Cram it in here. Here are a few teachings here. We said a person should be in Beis HaKnesses from the first 10 people. So the Shaar Mitzionim Bahalacha quotes the Marsha, who says, Da'asara Rishonim, bring the Shechina to the Beis HaKnesses. Why? The Chol Be'asara, because whenever there's 10, that's when the Shechina is there. That's why you should be from the first 10. Why should be the first 10? Because the 10 is the one that actually brings the Shechina. Those that afterwards don't bring the Shechina, they just help with the minion. So that's an interesting reason why. You would have thought it was because of Zrizis. Makdim and Litzmar. It's not because of Zrizis. Because you're the group that's bringing the Shechina. Okay, that's why.
If you're the
10th
one.
You're the one Mamish who locks it in.
You don't have to come that early, right?
As long as you're the 10th. No, Al Zrizis, you got to be there. But in Marsha's saying the reason for this din, Lolam Yashkim, is talking about because of that. Kedim Achshu, fine. Boker Yashkim, relates to Knesset, Rishona. It's brought down in the Tur, Shulchan Aruch, the Rif, the Rosh. The Rambam left it out and writes in Hilchas Tefillah, La'olam yashkim adam v'yarav l'beis haknesses. A person should always get up and morning and night to go to the shul. She'ain tefillah so neshmes b'chol eis. Because his tefillah isn't heard at all times except in the beis haknesses. So why did he leave out you should be from the first 10, the Rambam? Peirish ha'kesef mishnah. De'efter she'tishma tefillah so chutz l'beis haknesses. Ava b'chol eis eino nishmas el beis haknesses. See, his tefillah could be heard outside the beis haknesses. But any minute you want, the beis haknesses is able to help with that. Meaning the point is, he goes in between times to the shul.
What?
Yeah, well, the Rambam is very makpin on v'sikin. Rambam is the most makpin on v'sikin.
Yeah, but it seems to be that, you know, if you daven by yourself, you didn't even daven.
Yeah, that's why some imply that v'sikin's better. We assume that's only if you do v'sikin every single day, because you want to get them dume achama, as the rays of the sun, the Gemara said the value.
But I'm just saying, it seems from
the There are lots of times when you have competing values. You have competing values. You have to be... By the way, we discussed this. If you go back to the shir on the Zmane Hayom, we talked about how the Rambam was making decisions between competing values, right? Like, why is the early mincha, later shach, early shach, all these things, you're going to have a few different options of what... Again, you have to throw it. Maybe later gets Rovam Hadras Melech. Throw something else into the mix. More people will come. You always are weighing what's the greater value at any given time. The Taz says, La'olam yishtadel adam lahaktim lebeis haknesses afil loy, even if you're not going to be from the first 10. Why? Shekol hamaktim hu yosar karav el shorash hakedusha. You're closer to the shorash hakedusha. The Ben Yoyada says, Perish la'olam means even on Shabbos, when people normally come late. Yizahir liyos masar rishonim. Even on Shabbos, you should try to be from the first 10.
Gerard Anva.
Yes, indeed. He chops it up. Okay.
Because if he doesn't come early, somebody's going to chop the omelet from you.
Exactly. He doesn't take it anymore. He gives it to my son.
That's what Schefter always make sure that you are here on time.
You're right.
You got to be the first one there.
You got to be
He said we had, what's his name? Remember the from football player, John Frank, who lives in Columbus, Ohio.
Yes.
I saw him sitting there in my Daf Yomi in Manhattan. He was there 10 minutes early. I said, why are you so early? He said, Coach Jimmy Johnson always said, you're not 10 minutes early, you're 10 minutes late. All right, Chayev Adam Balashon Rabo, right? A person has to speak in the Lashon of his Rebbe or say things in the Lashon of his Rebbe. That's what we said in the Gemara today. So the Mesoras HaShas on the side quotes many places and, right, V'lamalik Pidul Omer Lashon HaTorah, meaning we find in many places in Shas where there's a distinguished Lashon for how the Torah speaks and how the Chachamim speaks. So the what's called? So he says like this, who he quotes, the Mesoras HaShas says, Lama lo hikpidu lomar b'lashon haTorah? Why weren't the rabbis makbid to use the Lashon of the Torah? Meaning, if the whole idea is you have to say in the Lashon Rabbo, why weren't the rabbis makbid to say things in the same Lashon as the Torah? We often use different language in the way the Gemara and the Mishnah has a different language. I mean, Aramaic, forget Aramaic even, but a different style than the Torah. He leaves it as a tzarechi in there. Okay, then we have these different types of amens. We have all discussion on what's the gedder of an Am Haaretz. Right, Gemara Sota Tanayim Begedra Shalam Aretz. The Ifilu Kara Veshana Velo Shimesh Tamachav is Am Aretz. Says Tosfos. There are many in Yonim Am Aretz. There's, but the Perish of Mishnayis Rambam. Here he goes. Perish of Mishnayis Rambam. Am Aretz Ain Lo. Hold on, one second. Am Aretz Ain Lo Milas Sichlius Aval Yesh Lo Ktsas Milas Hamidus. And Am Aretz does not have any intellectual Milas, but he has Milas of ethics. That's what Am Aretz does. He's a good person, but he doesn't know what's flying. So he says, look at the Hagdama to the Perish HaMishnayis, that Chazal said, Mishalo Limed L'Am Aretz, Kolom Mishalo Nivra El Lebinyan Aretz, L'Fikach Yechsum Elea. What does it mean?
I don't understand the what? What does it say?
I'm not sure. I have to see the whole line over there. I don't know. But the Bar Tzinura says, Rotzit B'tikun Shal Eretz, Aval Eim Bo Chachma L'Havdil B'tikun HaRuyim. He wants someone to improve the world, but he doesn't have the proper Chachma to know what to do. He wants a better world, but Nebuch is a fool, foolish. Right? Arachayim says, Ame Aretz Heim Nimshalim La'Of Aretz. Ame Aretz are compared to the offer of the Aretz. B'nei Adam HaBzuyin V'Pchusin. They don't have a Nefesh Kedusha. So different levels, different comments. What's an Am Haaretz? Good shir. What is an Am Haaretz? You have different shitas how to understand what an Am Haaretz. Some less, some better in understanding it. We'll stop there for today.